And in today's other news, a church charity event in Nigeria ended tragically after a stampede left at least 30 people dead, according to police there. We want to warn you, the following images are graphic. Cell phone video captured a chaotic scene with bodies lying on the ground. Witnesses say children are among the dead. The stampede happened after a locked gate was broken open, and the incident is said to be under investigation. Torrential rains and flooding continue to pound southern China. Muddy landslides collapsed buildings and washed away roads. At least 15 people are dead, including 3 children, according to Chinese state media. Intense rain is expected to continue through the weekend. And here at home, Vice President Kamala Harris paid her respects to the Buffalo shooting victims today. She and the second gentleman laid flowers at the memorial outside the Tops supermarket. And Harris joined mourners, including the Reverend Al Sharpton and civil rights attorney Ben Crump, to honor 86-year-old Ruth Whitfield. She was the oldest of the 10 victims of the gunman's racist attack and the final person laid to rest. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, we take a look at the gun safety legislation being considered in Congress, where it stands, and whether it has a chance of passing after a decades-long stalemate. And my colleague Amna Nawaz talks to the mother of an Aurora movie theater shooting victim about how she is helping other families grieve in the wake of another mass shooting.